Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Gianni Battici team selection video. I hope you're all well. You might notice I'm here alone this week. Yeah, no, there's no Seb this week. I'm recording on Tuesday, so this will go out on Wednesday before those midweek fixtures for game week 27. But I really wanted to put my thoughts down before those fixtures, and I hope not too much changes off the back of them. What I hope does change is my rank. Tony captain, fingers crossed on that one, and a fair few red arrows. And look, I'm going to go through my suggested changes, but before I do, and of course look at the points to date, but before I do, this is probably a good excuse, especially when I'm talking to myself here, probably a good excuse just to have a little stock check and appreciate that I'm on a fair few red arrows. Since the World Cup, I think I was, what was I, around 160 off the top of my head? So I've had a lot of red arrows, small reds, but reds each week. And the 160s were 260s and the 260s were 360s. And here we are at 390. So what have I been doing wrong? Well, I've been on the wrong side of a lot of 50-50 calls that I've got wrong. Bad calls, you could argue. I've kept the faith with Solly March despite wildcarding. I've had Solly March for 7 weeks. And loads that have bought Solly March in the last couple of weeks have gone, oh, I'm really unlucky here. That goal was disallowed and should have been given. Try owning him for 7 weeks. He's been dodging points for 7 weeks. I think I've had one return off him, but his numbers are great. He's playing really well. He's a brilliant footballer and Brighton are a brilliant team. But Solly March isn't producing the returns that a McAllister or a Matoma are producing. So was it the right decision to hold him on my wildcard 2 weeks ago? No, I definitely should have gone McAllister. And if I had, maybe that was a McAllister captain option. But look, let's not cry over spilt milk. It is what it is. Am I keeping the faith? I think I am. I think he's due. I don't think he's a bad FPL option at all. So I'll talk through my Brentford and Brighton assets later, my plans with transfers. But before I do, let's have a quick look at how I'm getting on this game week. As I mentioned, this is recorded on Tuesday. You'll be watching it on Wednesday before the fixtures. So before my Brighton and Brentford assets play, here we go. It's not been a great game week so far, has it? As I mentioned, red arrows consistently in the last few weeks. I'm here on 48 points. I didn't use a transfer, so I have a free, I've got two moves going into game week 28. But yeah, disappointing. I don't want to speak too much about some players that are still to play, but Trippier always producing on the assist front. Clean sheet wipeout fairly late in that game, but that's fine. We all own him anyway. You don't see big rises when the likes of Trippier and Rashford and even Saka do well. Saka versus Martinelli is an interesting one. I think my thoughts here, and I'll run through my team for podcast listeners before I go into that answer. So Raya on 3, Henry 2, Trippier 5, Estupinan on 1, Matoma on 6, Saka 3, Rashford 3, March 2, Kane on 13, hallelujah, Haaland on 6, and Tony, my captain, on 4. But the bench. Now, we all knew bench points were coming, and I'm not necessarily angry here because I don't think there were many 50-50 calls here. I was happy benching these players and I knew I'd get some good points. Kepa 3, Martinelli 8, ouch, Zinchenko 6 and Botman 2. This bench is fine on the condition that the bench boost in 29 does better than it. And again, it'll be similar, won't it? Because it'll be Arsenal players on there versus Leeds. So a 50-50 call here could have been Martinelli or Saka, but I was pretty set on Saka. But now having watched one more Arsenal game and watching how Martinelli and Trossard are rotating really well on the left and in the number 9 channel, and how Arsenal looks so much more dangerous on that left-hand side. When Martinelli's flying, and when he's playing in that number 9/11 role, he's the hogger of big chances in this team. He really is. This system for Martinelli is brilliant, to the point where I would consider now starting Martinelli over Saka. And when I look to maybe offload an Arsenal player next week for the double game week in 29, let's say I'm going James Maddison, I think at the moment, I'm favouring selling Saka than Martinelli. It's really interesting because 2-3 weeks ago, I never would have said that. In fact, I was first to say sell Martinelli a month ago. But things change in FPL. And we have to go off the information we have and the recent information we have. And at the moment, Martinelli's by far the most dangerous. I was looking in the scout members area earlier. I think if we go on the expected data in the game just gone, Martinelli, I'm going to bring this up. Martinelli in the game against Fulham, XGI 1.15, super dangerous. Saka, really quiet, 0.15. Now, that is just one game. Game state changes a lot, but we're seeing this consistently. And Martinelli's also passing that eye test. So really interesting that if I had known this information a week ago, I probably would have started Martinelli over Saka. But we saw one more game there. And with every game, information changes. That for me now, Martinelli might be the Arsenal midfielder to go by, especially with funds in mind. And look, funds will become a thing. At the moment, they're not. We're all very flush. But money in the bank is always important. And I think the difference between Martinelli and Saka is going to be so minimal, certainly for the short term, that it's a risk worth taking. If you're looking to offload Arsenal assets and you own these guys, I would seriously consider offloading Saka before Martinelli. And I know the penalty appeal's there, and I know he's a brilliant player. And long term, if you want one and you're not looking to switch these players around, I do think Saka's the pick. But short term, if you want someone like a Madison in your team, I think there's a lot of reasons to go with what I've suggested there. So yeah, poor week so far. We should talk a little bit about Harry Kane. 13 points. We needed that, us wildcarders, didn't we? Because those that wildcarded a few weeks ago, one of the main reasons we wildcarded, or one of several reasons, was with Harry Kane in mind. So for example, I knew I couldn't get to Kane without a wildcard. Now, has my wildcard worked? No, it hasn't. You know, I've missed out on double Ake clean sheets and Ben White goals and rotation of these Arsenal players. If I hadn't wildcarded, Martinelli would be in my 11, you know. Zinchenko would be in my 11. The Salah points last time out. So with all that in mind, it's not been great so far. But we'll soon know. With the 28 versus those that free hit in 28, or those that struggle to field 9 or 10 or 11 in 28, and then also that bench boost in 29. So we can't judge a wild card off 1 or even 2 weeks. We might be able to start to judge it off the back of 29, right? So 4 game weeks in. So look, I'm still feeling relatively confident. I still hope I can have an okay season. It does feel like those ranks are very, very difficult at the moment. Like breaking into the top 100k feels like a really good rank at the moment. I'm not seeing a huge amount of content creators and friends out there that are there with overall ranks shy of 100k. I'm seeing a lot with 100k plus. And look, 390 is really poor. I don't think I've had this poor a rank. Oh, I don't know. For months, maybe 6 months. I don't know. I'm going to see if I can bring it up now. I've not had, it's been a long time. I can't remember my OR being near 400, which is so disappointing. So disappointing. But look, there we go. I'm just looking now at my game week history. Game week rank, not interested. Overall points. All right, here we go. Overall rank. So yeah, 390 I'm on at the moment. Here we go. So I've not had worse than that. Oh, I had 393 in game week 16. And yeah, game week 12, 426. So yeah, pretty much going back to like game week 12. And here we are, game week 28 approaching. So it's been poor.
Sports Social, now on the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Pedro from the Arsenal Opinion Podcast, and I am hyped about the title running. Can Arsenal pit Pep and Klopp? Will our young squad be described as mentality monsters? Is Mikel Arteta truly a generational saucy manager? Come and join us on the Arsenal Opinion Podcast to follow the boys on this historic 2024 Premier League title run-in and hear analysis of the games, the hottest transfer rumours, the Arsenal culture and the business of football. 3 times a week exclusively on the Sports Social Podcast Network. Search the Arsenal Opinion now and come and join the fun.
Let's have a look with hopefully some optimism of what my plans are. This is why hopefully you're all watching and listening for game week 28. And it is a blank 7 fixtures. So here we go. At the moment, and it is at the moment, there are 9 players. I have 2 free transfers. So let me run through my team. I've got Kepa starting, Henry, Trippier, Zinchenko, Botman, Saka, Martinelli. So it's the old 4-2-2 formation, classic. Kane captain. We'll speak about that in a sec. And Tony up top. So at the moment, my players not playing are my Brighton players. We've all in this boat. 3 Brighton. Am I likely to sell them? I don't think so. My United player, Rashford, and Haaland. Right, so 5 players not playing. Now, from those 5, which ones am I willing to sell? Willing to sell Haaland. because I'll bring him back for game week 30. He will have one fixture in 29. So Haaland for one fixture across two game weeks versus his replacement, which will be, say, Watkins or Havertz, who has three fixtures over 2 weeks. No brainer for me. It's worth the two transfers. And then that gets me 10 players, right? If everyone's fit. Now, fortunately, the 10 players I'm looking to field, pretty much 90-minute men. Zinchenko perhaps not. He sometimes comes off early. But regular starters, right? And Zinchenko, he is so important to that Arsenal team. I'm not worried about his starts. So I should be good. Not too many players there that have been carrying knocks, or not that we know of. Pretty good, consistent performers. So I'm hoping to get 10. Now, if I want to get 11, I've got to sell a Brighton player or Rashford. We can rule out Brighton mids, I think, plus Rashford. Estupinan, there's a little bit of worry, isn't there? Because he's flying back from the international break from Australia. But players do that a lot. We see a lot of South American players come back from South America. Okay, it's not Australia. We see Matoma come back from Japan. And they're fine. They play. There's 3 days recovery. They're in, you know, either on a private jet or in business class. They're lying down. They're not on a cattle class with their legs up by their chin. The flights aren't too bad. The jet lag's probably the most difficult thing. But they're so important to Brighton. And I'd like to think De Zerbi, one, I think he'll tell us in his press conference if they're highly doubtful, because De Zerbi does do that. He's one of the best and most transparent managers for press conferences. It's a Serie A thing. It's an Italian thing. It's just, and two, I think Brighton need them. Brighton can still get top four, right? They all think they can get European football at least next season. Huge game. Huge game. Those game week 29 fixtures, they'll see them as both winnable. So I think I'm likely to keep Estupinan. I'm definitely keeping Matoma. Could I use this as a reason to jump off someone like Solly March and buy McAllister in 29? So could I go March to Madison and then sell Saka or Martinelli to McAllister? It's a way of going McAllister for a week to bring McAllister in. Possibly. I'd have to see a lot on Wednesday night of Solly March being rubbish and McAllister being brilliant to consider that. So that's one option. Unlikely, but an option. The other option is I don't do anything and I go with 10 men. Haaland is definitely going. I can say that now. And I'll talk about his replacement in a sec. So we've said option one, it's sell March, Madison, McAllister, 29. Option number two is go with 10 men. And option number three is to sell Rico Henry. Now, this feels a little bit short-sighted, knowing I only bought him, and I bought him with the blank and the double in 29 in mind. But Brentford defensively, I need to see something from them against Southampton on Wednesday night. If they go and keep a clean sheet and look really good, it's enough for me to go, I hold Henry. But if they look poor against Southampton, I'm going to be tempted to move Henry on to Chilwell, who has a good 28 fixture, Everton at home, and a good double game week, versus Henry, whose double game week, firstly, he's got Leicester in the blank. I think they concede even at home, because Leicester's attack might not have been scoring loads of goals, but it's looking good with Madison fit. And then in 29, Henry has Brighton and United both away from home. Brentford have Brighton and United away from home. I don't think Henry keeps a clean sheet. And I've already got Raya. So I could very easily jump off Henry, bring in Chilwell, either this game week in 28, or maybe that's just a 29 transfer if I see similar patterns. I'd be inclined to make that move sooner rather than later to get me 11 out. Sorry, to improve my 10. It doesn't get me 11 because obviously I'd be selling a player with a fixture in 28. So that's what I'm thinking. At the moment, I'm thinking it will be either option two, which is just sell Haaland and go with 10 men, or option three, which is still to go with 10 men, but convert Henry to Chilwell. And it all is probably based on how Brentford look against Southampton on Wednesday night. So I'm not committing yet. I don't think I'll be selling Estupinan. And the reason being, because if he does miss that game because of his journey back from Australia in game week 29, I think he'll still get half an hour and he'll still play in game two of the double. And we know Brighton are still owed, what is it, two or three double game weeks later in the season? They're still owed fixtures. There's going to be a fair few double game weeks for them. And I know Estupinan is the player I want long term. Against Leeds, he was really, really good. And I'm reluctant to be doing okie-cokie with players that I know I would want to bring back, like, unless the strategy was I need McAllister in my team. And again, Wednesday night's performance of March and McAllister could lead me back to option one. But for the time being, I think it's very likely to be option two, which is just sell Haaland, or option three, which is sell Haaland and Henry. Now, Chilwell would be the defender I bring in. I don't think I need to talk necessarily about that. If you want to know more about the defensive options, I'd suggest going to watch Scoutcast from Monday night. Seb, Andy and Flapjack went into that in a little bit more detail. And I think the general consensus for those guys is Chilwell is an option. The forward spots, again, more info on Scoutcast. But for me and my take, the Haaland replacements are one of two players for me. It's Havertz or it's Watkins. And the guys, again, I'm referring to Scoutcast because I only listened to it this morning. They went into a bit more detail on the likes of Solanke and Felix, and Seb showed all the numbers for 5 to 10 forwards. But I'm narrowing it down, for me, as Watkins versus Havertz. Who am I kidding? I'm very likely to go Kai Havertz. If you've been following my team reveal for the last, what, on Scout? Is it 3 or 4 seasons I've been doing this now? I've owned Havertz a lot. I think this will be the third time I've bought him this season. Possibly fourth, I think third. And last season I owned him a couple of times as well. Everyone's got a very negative perception of Havertz because those that do have been probably stung. And it was probably that 7-0 against Norwich where Chelsea's 11 men, 10 of them all returned points, all returned in the game. The one that didn't was Kai Havertz. Many captained him, myself included, for his blank. And Mo Salah went and got like 24 points or something ridiculous. Captain has got 48, whatever. So it was a huge, huge swing. We shouldn't let that change our perception moving forward. Firstly, Havertz didn't know that you captained him, bought him in. So it doesn't matter that he always does poorly for you. That's always irrelevant because we often say that. Oh, I'm not buying Reece James because he always does bad for me. It's like, his performances don't change based on if you own him or not. And then secondly, I think some are worried about Havertz historically because he's been a minutes risk. Fair enough, he has been under different managers and different systems. Under Potter of late, this is the most nailed Chelsea attacker. And I'm not talking about forwards. I'm talking about midfielders too, other than the defensive midfielders like Enzo. In terms of the attacking, that's at number 8, the wide forwards and the forwards, Havertz is the most nailed on the team. He's had 90 minutes, I think, 5 of the last 6 Premier League games. This is a 90-minute man, right? And I think the 2 against Dortmund possibly got 90 as well. You see a lot of substitutions from Potter. He makes 4 or 5 a game. Havertz stays on, and all those other attackers and number 8, they get subbed off. Do not worry about Havertz minutes. If he's fit, he plays. Watkins is flying. Was it 6 in 7? Sure. Fair enough. Looks really good. I just prefer Chelsea's fixtures. I think Watkins has the stronger 28 fixture, but Havertz definitely has the stronger double. And by game week 30, we might be selling that player to go back to Haaland, or possibly, In this instance, I might be selling Tony to go back to Haaland. And look, we might know a lot more about what's going on with Tony by then. So I think that's my plan. It will be Havertz in this week. Look, maybe my head's turned. A lot can happen in 2 or 3 days. I'm not making any early transfers. I know there'll be a price drop on Haaland and probably a price rise on Watkins. There's already been a price jump in Chilwell. I'm not making moves before Wednesday's fixtures. Tony could get injured. March could get injured. Whatever. Suspensions, red cards, injuries. I'll be waiting. I'm going to be forgetting team value for this instance. And I can just let you know my team value of money in the bank. I've got 3.3. So I've got more than enough with my wider plan. As mentioned, I'll go into game week 29. If I don't already own Chilwell to Henry, I could possibly make that move in 29. And the other move I'll be looking to make, and this will be a bench boost, will be an Arsenal midfielder out to Madison, which will leave me with a bench boost of Zinchenko, Kane. So Zinchenko versus Leeds, Kane on a single game week, and an Arsenal midfielder against Leeds, plus Kepa or Raya, who has a double game week. If I don't go Chilwell to Henry this week, I could go Zinchenko to Chilwell next and keep Henry, who has a double game week. But again, a lot is based on how Southampton, Brentford play against Southampton. I want to see them as a defensively sound team. And I think we'll learn a little bit more. We learn more with every game, don't we? So let's see. I've got plenty of options. As I say, the one transfer I know I'm making this week will be Haaland out to Havertz. very small chance it becomes Watkins or Felix, but it will be Havertz, I'm pretty sure. So there we go. Good luck for those that are making similar moves. Some might question why you're selling Haaland, but it looks like the masses are now doing that. Just remember, if you're selling Haaland, you'll be bringing him back in game week 30. So it is, you know, it's two transfers, but it's someone playing three times versus Haaland playing once in a tough fixture. Do you need to bring him back for game week 30? I think you probably do. It's Southampton. I think you probably do. So make sure you've got enough money in the bank because you'll need it. So don't go spending all your Haaland money. But that's roughly where I'm at. I really need some green arrows. I really thought this was going to be the time in the season I saw those greens. But with so many playing the same chip strategy, we're not seeing those huge gains individually. So it's difficult. I do think top 100k is still very realistic. Do I think a sort of 10k finish is possible? No, I think last season I finished 16k. I always like to beat my last season. I think that's very unlikely now, isn't it? But look, anything can happen. The plans are, by the way, for a free hit in 32, which also will affect my transfers this week. Because if you're buying, say, Chilwell and Havertz, double Chelsea, that's two more players unlikely to play in 32. Again, one reason why I'm happy selling Arsenal assets is because they've got difficult fixtures. I think, is it between 30 and 31? I think they've got one, is it like West Ham and Liverpool or something? I think they've got Man City coming up as well. So they've got a couple, it's not great fixtures. And then 32, they've got a good fixture. And I would just simply look to free hit in that blank game week. So here we go. So Arsenal's fixtures, they've got Liverpool in 30, West Ham in 31, both away games. I'm okay only having, say, Martinelli or Saka for those. In the blank game week of 32, they play Southampton. So obviously, I'm going to want a full quota of Arsenal. If I free hit, I can bring them in. And then 33, it's Man City, 34, Chelsea. So, you know, the fixtures are tough for them. That 32 blank I've looked at, I think I'm happy committing to a free hit. The reason why is there's some really, well, we're going to be affected. It's likely Chelsea don't have a fixture. It's likely Man United don't have a fixture. And I'll own at least three players over those two teams. It's also likely Man City and Brighton won't have a fixture. Again, I'll probably own four from those two. So I could be looking at like sort of eight men, seven men. With that in mind, I like 32, despite not usually playing in blank game weeks. But there's good options there. There's some nice fixtures in 32 where you can go sort of fairly punty. So for example, I noticed Leicester have Wolves at home. I might go double Leicester or triple Leicester. I might only own Madison by then. Liverpool, they have Nottingham Forest at home. I'll probably go triple Liverpool attack. Trent or Robbo will be in there. They're attackers, whatever. But, you know, have fun with Darwin that week and Salah. So there's nice options. So there we go. Now my plans moving forward. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. I don't think I'll be doing too many by myself, unless you prefer it when I do it by myself. If you do, drop a comment and let me know. I'm sure Seb will be back with me next week. If you could also like this video and hit that subscribe button, that'd be awesome. I'm sure many of you watching already subscribe to Scout though, don't you? But yeah, if you hit the like and drop a comment, that'd be awesome. But for now, guys, good luck for the blank 28. And I look forward to chatting ahead of a bench boost in 29. See you later.